Good morning. We're continuing Chayal Mechilchus Shabbos. I'm learning Klal Chof Simon Tess. So Simon Tess, the Chayal is going to address a few points over here. First point he's going to address is what we mentioned before: is their bishul before once the item has reached Michael Ben Drusoy, but it's not fully cooked. Does the rule of Ein Bishul like a bishul apply in that situation or not? That's the first point that the Chayal is going to talk about. He's going to then discuss, assuming that there is a problem of Bishul in that situation. So practically, what would that mean? So we can picture a few scenarios. Something is cooked, Michael Ben Drusoy, and not fully cooked. It's no longer on the fire, or it's no longer in a Klirishon, and it's not cooking anymore. He wants to return it to a Klirishon, return it to the fire to continue cooking. So that would obviously be problematic. What about a situation where the food is still in the pot, and the Klirishon continues to cook even when it's not on the fire? It's not on the fire, but it's still very hot. And he wants to go to the pot, and he wants to hasten the cooking process by stirring it. So the Chayyim introduces us to this idea that stirring a pot, even when it's off the fire, as long as it's still hot, hastens the cooking process, and it's going to be a problem of Bishul. Making something cook more quickly is a problem of Bishul. Then we're going to move from where a person is intentionally stirring it to a case where a person is scooping food out with a ladle or with a scoop, something of that sort. So you have a hot pot, not on the fire, klirishon, the food, and you're scooping some of the food out. Well, scooping out the food is the equivalent of stirring it. It's a davar she'eino miskaven. It's not his intent, but it's a psikresha that there's going to be movement of the food. And we said the movement of the food causes the food to cook more quickly. So we're going to discuss in this simon a moving and a non-fully cooked food to becoming fully cooked through stirring or through scooping when it's off of the fire. If it's a klirishon and it continues to cook even when it's off the fire, then the Chayyim is also going to discuss a case of doing it while it's on the fire. He introduces a chumrah that when it's on the fire, there's an opinion that when it's on the fire, even if it's fully cooked, it's considered bishul. So now that's irrelevant again to a case where a person is stirring it on the fire, and a case where a person is scooping food out from the pot while it's on the fire. So we're going to discuss, just to review, we're going to discuss moving non-fully cooked food to becoming fully cooked through the process of stirring or scooping, both in a situation where it is off of the fire or on the fire. Then we're going to discuss stirring or potentially scooping while it is even a fully cooked food while it's on the fire. And that's only when it's on the fire that it's a problem. Once it's off the fire, it's not a problem. So that's the range of ideas that the Chayyim is going to discuss in this simon. It's a little bit complicated reading it inside, so we're going to we gave it outside as introduction. And now let's touch the points over here one by one. Simon test how shall we spell it called tzarchai? Feel about the reseh chayv mishum avashal. So something was not fully cooked, even if it's cooked like Michael Ben Drusoy, so it's edible, moving it from being edible to becoming fully cooked is going to be a problem of bishul. And one would be chayv mishum avashal. This is mechalikus b'shoinim. Whether you apply the rule of ein bishul or bishul, once the food becomes edible but not fully cooked, many Rishonim hold there's no din of bishul in that situation, but many Rishonim hold there is. And the Beis Yosef decides that since the Torah, the Beis Yosef decides, since we're dealing with a suffrak yosef deraisa, one has to be machmer and be concerned that there's bishul even after the food is somewhat cooked, till it becomes fully cooked. And the person cannot do bishul. So the obvious case is if it's not on the fire, you put it back on the fire, it's going to cook. The food was out of the pot, you put it back into a klirishon, which is even if it's off the fire, if it's still yatzal lettuce boy, it has the ability to cook. So a person is facilitating cooking. Then he says, "Lachain, since that's a problem, osur lahotzi bekaf ha'michel min hakadera, person cannot scoop food out of a pot which is not fully cooked." because scooping functions like stirring, and stirring hastens the bishul, and hastening the bishul process is also considered a form of bishul. So we will pause the chayadim here to now, and then we'll pick up the rest of it in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.